The Chatterbox.
Ooh, Chatterbox.
Burp.
Hello.
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 Is Tim here?
No, he's too busy learning how to wipe his butt so he doesn't get pink eye.
Oh, God. Poop eye. Yeah. He's gonna keep... Popeye, he's going as poop eye.
Yeah, he's going to keep blaming it on the, well, is it the dog?
The dog.
Yeah.
We know the truth. Oh, God.
Yeah, keep blaming it on the dog.
Hey, guess what, everybody? Colleen is here. Hi, Colleen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Host of the hottest new podcast.
Hottest new podcast.
That's true.
The broadcast.
It's so funny.
It's a shame that those guys all got fired.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You guys just cut out. I have no idea what you said.
I said it's a shame that all those guys got fired from that other show.
Yes.
And you guys took it over. I mean, you know, they're just not as good. It's okay.
It's okay.
They're a little boring.
They're not as good. Plus, yeah. You know, they recycle the same jokes. We actively look for new material every week.
Yeah, well, you can tell.
Like the farm team now, and you guys are like the all-stars.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Jinx.
They're like the people who are about to retire. They're like baby boomers, basically, and you guys are millennials. You're up and coming, and you care, you
okay,
work hard.
Fuck you. I'm not a millennial. Thank you very much.
You are. Just own it. It's okay.
Steve says, I'm a millennial. He says, not by age, but by behavior.
No, it's more like they're like the racing team, and one of them has wanted to retire for the last, like, 5 years, and
yeah,
the other one keeps... Please, please, can we just do this for one more year?
Well, it'll be interesting to see who they choose for their co-host because everybody's very good. So, I mean, there's that Tim guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not even in the running, is he?
No. They should probably just get Larry.
Yeah, I think they were actually going to, inside baseball, I think they were actually going to see if Uncle Larry wanted to come on and replace that Brian Brent guy. anytime Nick's internet dies, I think that they wanted to have that Larry guy on standby. That Larry guy's wife wanted to call into the broadcast,
oh.
And I had to tell that Larry guy to not have his wife call because she was going to call and ask about abortion.
Oh, God.
And I was like, no, you're not taking a serious topic like that and turning it into your fucking little Tim bit. So,
No, that would have been a little,
I said, if you do that, I'm not playing it and I'm not reading it.
A serious question. Fine, but turning it into a bit might not be the best idea.
I was gonna be a bit.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say it was just gonna be a bit, and it was gonna be a Tim bit. And he was like, Uncle Larry's wife is gonna call in and say that Larry doesn't want children, and what should she do? And she never wanted kids, and Larry beats her. And I was
God, no.
Please don't do that. I beg of you, don't do that. Anyway, so you're going to call the Married Man Show?
I was going to call the Married Man Show and be Robbie and ask, about masturbation. How much was a healthy amount of masturbation?
Can you do that, please? That would make my life.
Oh, and for those who don't know, we were talking about the broadcast. Broadcast is one word. The amazing new all-female podcast on the internet.
It's all about women. Ghostbusters.
It's
broadcast.
It's all about women. It's a woman's perspective on things. We love men.
The whole world. We're taking over. Women are taking over.
In honor of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. You
know? Yep. The men are taking over.
That's true. Yeah, the men are on the sidelines in Game of Thrones now.
Yeah.
British politics, just like also American politics. Women, we're ruling the world. It's true.
It's true. So. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
New British Prime Minister is a woman. You guys will have a woman president soon.
Good luck.
Everything's
with
that. Paralleling. Yeah, everything is like they're taking over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. We don't want to have to fix the mess that's been created.
Have fun with that.
Do you know what, though? It has been proven that corporations often put women in charge once they're failing. Because if a woman fails the career, it doesn't matter as much, they figure, because, you know, patriarchal bullshit. And so they often put women in charge of major corporations when they're failing. So, you know, get your shit together, America. No.
I was like, where is she going with this? Where are we going?
Get your shit together.
You're a woman.
Dear United States and UK. The women are in charge now. Let's just hope it doesn't mean.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
It's a Hewlett-Packard situation.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That went well.
Awesome.
Isn't that an awful thing in our society that they put women in charge when the company's failing? Because, and it's not because they think that they can fix it, but it's because it doesn't really matter. Awful.
You think that's what they did with Yahoo?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know about Yahoo. I don't know. Yeah. Yahoo's a great company. We love Yahoo. Yahoo!
But they're always
in flux. Has a woman been in charge there for a while, though?
She's been in charge for a couple years now. What's her name?
Yeah. But she's having
Marissa?
Marissa Mayer, right?
She had two babies.
Yeah.
She had three babies. She had her son, and then she had, like, twin daughters or something. And crazy woman obviously felt the pressure of #society. Was only out for, like, a week or some crazy shit.
Yeah, that's crazy shit.
I
don't mean, like... Because I totally get wanting to feel, excuse me, I can't form my thoughts apparently. Put the Instagram down, Colleen. No, I'm just kidding. I could see, you know, not wanting to prove that you can hang with the boys and whatnot when it comes to maternity leave. But your body goes through a lot.
Yeah,
so
I
wasn't able to, like, walk around my block until Zach was, like, 3 weeks old. So I can't imagine going back to work when your body goes through all of that, especially if she had – I'm assuming she probably had a C-section for those twin girls. I mean, that's a recovery time that – so
that takes a while.
From that perspective, maybe she could, like, Skype in or something to meetings. But I – honestly, I could never – because I thought about it. I was like, I was probably okay after that 6 weeks. But then I got a bladder infection, so that was awful. So I was out of commission for, like, the first 2 months after Zach was born.
Yeah. I'm just grateful that, you know, here women get a year off, you know? Like, there's none of that.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Come here.
Well, the problem is both men and women should get off. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But
you can split it here between a paternity and a maternity leave.
Yeah.
I agree. Both men and women should get off.
Yeah. I think the family in total gets a year, and you can break that up however you like.
Yeah, that makes sense. And somebody could take off, you know, the woman obviously has to take off first, just physically. Both should be off at first.
Or both of them at the beginning so they can bond. And,
yeah, exactly. You know. Or, you know, or whatever. Or even if you adopt, you should have that time. I mean, it really shouldn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's for adoption, too.
Yeah, whatever it is. Whatever the case may be. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, that would be awesome if you break it up. And you didn't have to pay for daycare for a year.
Oh, that would be great. Or if daycare didn't cost an arm and a leg because people actually cared about families here. But, whatever. We don't.
I mean, my best friend took the year and created a company that makes baby clothes. Like leggings and bamboo chewies and that kind of stuff. And so she just didn't go back to work. Now her daughter's two and she's a mommy boss.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So yay her.
Well, that kind of flexibility allows you to be a little more entrepreneurial too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to necessarily.
You can take
I mean, they don't
some
give
chances,
you your full wage. I think you get 60%.
Well, it's like a disability. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Not that you're disabled, but, you know, same percentage.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of baby brain?
Yes, I've had it.
That's a thing. I had that for a year.
I think everybody has it. You get so tired, you just, like...
Yes, you lose track of all sense of awareness and time and being and memory and,
that's
a thing.
Yeah, you just can't think.
Speaking of, I'm currently listening to... Jay try to give Zach a bath and try to wash his hair next door. And all I just keep hearing is, "Wah! Stay still. Wah!
Oh,
this doesn't have to take this long."
Yeah.
It's not going well.
Been there.
It sounds like it's good.
Been there. Aww, yeah, I used to get the, "I want mom to rinse my hair."
That's, yeah. He's generally better with teeth brushing with Jay. He brushes, he does better with, like, letting Jay brush his teeth than me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He used to take the toothbrush out of my hand and try to, like, pay it back and brush my teeth.
Oh, aww. Really?
Yeah. I was like, no. No.
They should have psychology degrees by the time they're three. I mean, honest to God, I've always said that about little kids. They're so smart, you know?
I know.
They train us.
I told this story somewhere, so I think it's okay to tell it again. But he's really super smart, and somebody taught him the word fart. And I'm not sure who it was.
I don't know.
I have suspicions. But he crawls into our bed now in the middle of the night and, you know, wakes up still at an ungodly early hour, and he wants like to like poke your face and play with you and get you awake. And Jay farted, and he goes, "Daddy farted." And I was at that point where we're still trying to pretend we're asleep, but I couldn't control it. And I burst out laughing, and he looks at me, and he looks all proud, like, "I got her." And he keeps going, "Daddy farted, Daddy farted, Daddy farted."
It worked. It worked.
It was. It worked, and it was adorable until I farted last night, and he was like, "Mommy farted." And I was like, "We had empanadas for dinner. Go away. Leave me alone."
That's funny.
That's what happens.
Beans, the magical fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at the repeat everything stage, I guess. Yeah.
Is he into TV and stuff? I know you guys were limiting that, weren't you?
Yeah. So he is a little more into it now, and it kind of got started on that tricky, slippery slope when he had his adenoids removed and his tubes put in, and we needed to give him something to do the eardrops because it was 10 minutes twice a day. And we started putting on, like, letting him watch, like, a Thomas the Train or Daniel Tiger or something. And now he's figured out how to turn the TV on by himself, and it's annoying. And so we're still trying to limit it. The pediatrician was like, "Now that he's two, he can watch up to 2 hours a day." And I was like, that's
hours.
Good. How can I arrange this that this happens between the hours of 6 and 7:30 in the morning so I can get some sleep?
Yeah, I don't know where they come up with that number.
I don't know. Yeah, but we are still – he loves Daniel Tiger and he loves Thomas the Train, but we are trying to limit all of that.
Oh, Thomas.
So you can't get the iPad to, like, just turn on at 6:30 when he wakes up? And then got him, like, for an hour and a half? There's got to be technology out there to do that.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I know. Anyway, I feel like I'm taking over, so you guys.
Oh God, no. Well, no, it's sort of our fourth anniversary, right?
Rob, you're still here. You've been so quiet.
I mean, I don't have a lot to say about babies. So.
Rob is the new Jamie.
I mean, I'm a little out of my element, you know. So I'll just sit here quietly.
He's listening to Beach Boys records in the background.
Yeah, I just started. Yeah,
on vinyl.
Got to keep on about babies, but have you seen Desiree's ultrasound picture today?
I have seen
it. Yes.
Wow. That's some serious technology.
Oh, yeah. That's what they look like. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
That's what babies look like in the ultrasound.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a face. That's like a.
Oh, yeah. When they're bigger like that, yeah, they could. The ultrasound's usually pretty solid.
It's like a portrait, really. I mean, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yep.
When does she do?
Can't be that much
they
longer.
They moved up her due date to August 3rd.
Is that what it is, August 3rd?
It was August 19th, I think, but she posted in her ultrasound picture that they were going to induce at 37 weeks.
Yes. And then we will get to meet Sweet Baby Cheesecake.
Mm. I thought you were going to say Sweet Baby Jesus, which is a delicious beer.
So good.
Yeah. Chocolate peanut butter. Just fantastic. Currently,
I like the other peanut butter one at what was it, Crankshank?
Oh,
Crank
yeah, Shank? Yeah, that was good. Yeah, Crankshaft Brewery Crankshaft? Down there in Raleigh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a beer?
Crank Arm?
Crank Arm? Crank Arm? Is that what it's called, Crank Arm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. I enjoyed Crank Arm quite a bit. Their beer was good.
Too.
Their beer is good. We took Jacob, the guy that does all the artwork, we took him there last month. It was like a month ago, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We had him meet us there. It was good times. I love that place. I'm putting on a continuing learning education program there on August 18th.
Oh, there you go. We'll drive down.
Because we were having it in conjunction with a social. And I was like, where could we go? Let's go to Crank Arm. Because I always need an excuse for the pit.
No, it's good. It's a very good little brewery.
Yes. Yeah. Good times. Anyway, happy anniversary.
Thanks, 4 years.
I can't. That's kind of crazy.
Well, especially since we're only up to episode 63.
See, that's not bad.
What's the average?
It's like one every 3 weeks almost.
Yeah, one every
three and a half weeks.
That's not too bad.
It's not bad.
So thanks, guys.
It's not bad at all.
I've enjoyed the last 4 years hanging out with you.
I can't believe it's been 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
I checked.
That is kind of crazy, actually.
It's like probably almost just as long as Media Junkyard was going on.
And you guys did 250 episodes.
Well, yeah, we did do them weekly. So, and then we started doing them.
But you had the daily.
Yeah, it was the daily.
Yeah,
thing
we did
for
the
while,
dailies
yeah.
for a while.
That's true.
What the hell were we thinking?
I don't know.
Well, there was a lot of hours of entertainment there. So.
I thought it was about worth that. It was crazy. But,
yeah.
Oh yeah, the daily ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we cheated. I mean, we did it weekly and then chopped them up into.
Well, there's a lot of shows that do that, though, still.
Yeah. It is a lot of work, though, to do that.
Yeah, because you still have to edit all three.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's still three separate things. You have to take the time to upload and break apart and all that. Yeah. So it is extra work.
Yeah. So we don't have a whole ton to talk about because it's summer. And
yes.
Yeah.
Summer, the worst season of the year
for television, but
no, generally the worst season of the year.
Yes,
it's like disgusting out.
It's not too bad here, and I mean, I got free jam out of the deal, so I like summer a lot so far.
I feel like it hasn't been that hot, really,
not till like this week. Well, I think it's been pretty hot down in Raleigh, right?
Anyway, we've made...
It's the South.
You guys have been in the super heat. We've kind of avoided it until like the last week or so. And now it's just absolutely freaking disgusting.
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, Colleen,
it's terrible
when
it's so hot you don't want to go out anymore.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just saying, Colleen and I figured out that we hike at the same spot on Long Island.
Oh,
I know. That's so funny. Yeah. Cold Spring Harbor to Syosset, man.
Yeah.
Or Syosset to Cold Spring Harbor, in my
case.
You
got it. Next time you come out here and you have time, gotta go.
Absolutely. I'd love that hike. I used to seriously do it all the time.
Yeah.
Is it a good long hike?
Yeah. It's a good hike. It's 3.5 miles each way, I think.
Oh, nice. That's good.
And it's good elevation,
it's hilly.
Too. There's a lot of, a lot of Long Island's kind of flat, so it's
Because it's not like some mountainous.
Yeah, but this got some pretty good climbs on it.
Oh, that's cool.
I got lost in the nature park yesterday.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But thank God, because I had a doctor's appointment, I was on my way, and I thought, I'll just stop at the nature park, have a little wander around. It sounds like fun. And then I got lost. And then I found three old ladies that were also lost, and I got us all out with my GPS.
Oh, man. That's good.
Yeah, I posted a little video of my walk. It's absolutely lovely there. I'm not spending a lot of time there, but I'll go back for sure. Maybe tomorrow.
I haven't done a lot of hikes.
You remember I told you I was going on the swings? Like, I was going to the park, going on the swings, and that was really fun?
Oh, really?
Well, I had to stop doing it.
Why?
For a really gross reason. I hate to even bring this up.
Because swings are disgusting and everybody's
touching
them?
No, they were amazing swings. They were, like, they were deep enough that you didn't have to, like, bend your legs. You could really get a good swing going, you know, like almost hitting the top of the bar kind of thing.
You found out people were having sex on them at night?
No. There were these two women going up to children and trying to lure them out of the park to a man.
Ew.
And they were white women. And I live in a community that's like majority of Asians. And being a random white woman in the park with no child, I thought I should probably stop doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Like, how awful.
Yeah. Well, that happened to me where I run. I run through the woods in one section. There was an assault on a woman. Of course, I ran there that night. But I didn't run through the woods part. Right. And for like a week or two, I just, you know, gave everybody extra room and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, gave everybody a little extra room, things like that. Just, you know, because people are a little sensitive after things like that happen.
But, yeah, they are.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's fine. So
anyway, that's yucky. But I will get back to my swinging one of these days. I'm a swinger now.
It's very exciting.
finally realizing your potential.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because there's these three little East Indian men that sit on the bench and they like laugh at crazy white lady. What are you doing on the swing? Right. It's very funny. I'm making new friends everywhere I go.
Speaking of India,
well, that's good.
I saw a crazy thing the other day that I almost drove off the road. Guy's coming at me and in his windshield is a giant swastika.
Oh my God.
But it was an Indian guy. So he was using it in the no, because it's a traditional symbol for good luck.
Of peace, isn't it?
Hindu. I thought it was good luck or peace or something like that.
I thought it was good fortune.
Maybe, yeah, I thought it was good luck, good fortune, something like that. But yeah, so it was, and then like, so at first I'm like, what the fuck? And then I saw it was an Indian guy. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, man, that's got to be hard to reappropriate like a swastika. Okay. Like, how do you get that back?
Some things you just have to let go.
It completely threw me off. Not to mention the other three pieces of shit I saw driving around with Confederate flags in the back of their truck in New Jersey. Ooh. Who I wanted to like firebomb their fucking cars.
Well, how about the lovely in San Diego, the Canadian national anthem was butchered by the tenors. Did you hear that?
Oh, just, yeah, the one guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the lone wolf.
Yeah, yeah, and they look over at him like,
what the fuck are you singing? Because he decided just to make a political statement about how all lives matter in our Canadian national anthem. Can you imagine? If he'd have done that to the American anthem, he wouldn't have gotten out of that stadium.
No, actually, the you would have a segment who would have, like, came in their pants, actually.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, there's that. And so, please, Americans, don't think that's our anthem. It's not.
Yeah, he just really changed the words. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, like, how peculiar to think you could do that.
Singing anthems is weird at games anyway, but...
Well, was there even a Canadian team involved?
Toronto.
Oh, because Stephen Colbert said that they have to sing the Canadian anthem so that that Toronto doesn't feel bad.
Yeah, that's basically why. Okay. Well, yeah, because there's Toronto's in the league.
Right. But I don't think were they in the game?
They have players in the game. It was an all-star game, so have players in the game, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's how much I know about sports ball.
But if Toronto does play wherever, they play both anthems, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
Like in hockey, same thing.
Yeah, I think it's just time to play canned anthems instead of letting celebrities. Like, remember Roseanne Barr?
Oh, yeah, but that was a long time ago. For the most part,
but
it's
still,
just some
tradition of it.
Yeah, it's just some local kid or singer who usually does it generally, but, you know.
Anyway, not our anthem. Don't think it is. That's my point to the world. Not our anthem. Anyway, it's been suspended.
Good times.
So apart from it being our exciting fourth anniversary, did anyone bring cake? I have the wine. I'll drink it on all of our behalves. No cake. You guys are going to San Diego Comic-Con next week.
I know.
Days,
I'm so excited.
I got to pack this weekend.
Have you all found hotels? Do you all have places to stay?
Yes. We're staying in the same place, aren't we? Are you staying in the same place
we
as us?
We are.
Yeah.
We're the man. At the Marriott?
Yeah. Right? Yep.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about being at the Marriott this year. I kind of liked where we were last year because it was away from everything.
Oh,
still
yeah.
Close.
Yep.
It was a great location where we were.
You were at the Omni?
But it's, yeah. No, we were at the Omni
2 years ago.
A few years.
Yeah.
2 years ago. The Omni was awesome. I loved the Omni. But no, this last year we were at Hotel Indigo.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Vikings was also there randomly.
You know what?
The cast of Vikings?
That's
funny.
Where were we last year? We were at the Bayfront. Hilton was nice last year.
Yes. And your wife got the eyes from Stephen Amell.
From Stephen Amell, yes. Looking at boobs.
Yep.
To be fair. Never mind. I don't want to get in trouble.
They're good boobs? Is that what you were going to say? It's an impressive rack. Is that where you were going?
Yes. Yes. That's where I was going.
Well, that's good. It's nice. You still appreciate them after all these years.
But I didn't find it too crazy over there, and I thought it would be a little crazier than it was considering so many things go on in the Hilton. So I'm hoping the Marriott's kind of similar, that it's not overly crazy.
I don't know. I mean, they have events at the Marriott now, though.
They have it at the Hilton, too, though.
That's true.
The Indigo Ballroom. They always have stuff. And,
oh, shit. I forgot. Yeah. We're staying at the Bayfront on Tuesday night. Then we're going to the Marriott. And then on Sunday, we're going back over to the Bayfront.
So are we.
No way.
Yes, we're staying at the Bayfront Sunday night because it was cheaper. So we switched.
Yes, because it's like $300 still to stay at
the Marriott. Yeah.
And it was $194 to stay at, at least now it was, $194 to stay at the Bayfront. And I was like, well, I love the Bayfront. We stay there the last 3 or 4 years. We've stayed there on
the Bayfront,
the Tuesday. Yeah, I love it. So I'm happy that we're going back there. Good times.
What's the big things like happening there, or like any like, is there any like highlights?
No idea.
No. Star Trek. You can win tickets to go see Star Trek. You guys should all do it. Come on, do it for me.
I'll try to remember to get there. I'm back with Comic-Con this year. Like, I have not looked at the schedule. Right now, I'm looking at it. It's the first time I'm looking at it since it came out.
Right. So you have to go for a chance to win. You have to go to the Marina Park South at 11 a.m. on Wednesday.
I thought it was noon on Wednesday.
It says 11 a.m. on Wednesday, and then where a draw will start at noon.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We got to figure out. We have to get Connor his pass when we get there.
Yes. We have to go there to get our passes and get Zach's. So if you want to meet up, let us know.
Yeah, because we got to get his. We have ours. Ours and Nick were mailed to us, so we're good with those.
Jim Watari is going again this year.
Yes,
I'm
assuming.
The man.
Jim is the best person in the world.
He really is, actually. It's true. Like, not even exaggeration. I don't think.
I don't either. If there's a list of people that are the best people in the world, it's Jim and then my son.
Well, I'm so jealous of you guys getting to go again, but it's so many people for me. It's just like anxiety. So yeah. I'm so happy to get to watch it through you guys.
You know what? I really do enjoy it though. It really is a fun time.
It is stress.
Figuring it out is stress. But you know what? And you guys, I think, will experience it this year because Zach will be a little bit older. Connor really loves it. And I think that's part of what keeps us going back.
Really?
Yeah, he just really. The one year he loved the floor, like just walking the floor, which is hard.
Which is interesting because when you're little, you'd think that would be scary.
He doesn't care about crowds, though. I mean, because we go to Rockefeller Center at Christmas and that kind of stuff where it's, you know, 8 trillion people in like 4 feet. So, yeah, that stuff never bothered him, crowds or anything. So, yeah, like he loved that. And now I think this year he'll be more into the panels and stuff because he watches shows.
Yeah.
Like he watches.
But see, I'm still at the point where we can't sit still.
Yeah. He was like that the first year, too, because this will be his third year. So he was 5. So he was still in that kind of antsy phase of like he wouldn't sit through panels or anything. So he's not going to be like, you're not going to be sitting through panels or anything. But like the floor and like seeing the costumes and stuff like that, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
It's surprising they don't have some kind of daycare.
They do, actually.
Oh, do they?
I don't know if I would do that.
Just drop your kid off in a strange city. It's Stranger.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's fine, but I don't know.
Right, that's right, Zach. We're gonna leave you. Zachary is sitting here with me. We're gonna leave you at the daycare room by 20.
He's like, what? You gonna do what?
What does he think of that?
You like playing with strange children by yourself, don't you?
Oh my God! In our mall, they've opened this child play area, and it's called like Lily Pad or something like that. And it's concrete floors, and like a wooden climbing structure, and some other structure, and no children. I'm like, this is who's going to leave their child here? It's concrete. This is very odd. Right. I don't get it. And there's no other kids for your kid to play with. There's no ball pit. There's nothing.
Interesting.
I don't get it.
I think they are. I don't know.
Maybe kids just sit on their iPads now, so there's no moving about. I don't know. But it seemed odd to me. Concrete floors and hardwood climby bits.
Concrete floors does seem a little odd.
Yeah. And there was like this like very fancy looking but like low gate to keep the children in. It all seemed very unsafe to me.
Interesting.
I don't think that store will be there long. I'm just saying.
They might need to make a few changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, add some padding to the floors and something fun to do while you're there.
Right.
Oddly enough. Some bright colors, not gray. I don't know what they were thinking. Okay. So what else do we have to talk about? Okay. Comic-Con. Yes. Good. Exciting.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. If anyone's going and wants to pick me up those little Star Trek pin dolls, that would be great. I don't need them. Don't do that.
They have. I haven't even looked to see like that kind of stuff.
Well, they have Conan. Why is Conan such a big deal at Comic-Con?
I don't know. I don't really think he's all that funny, but
it's weird. They have some Funko Pop dolls of him coming out and different characters. Like, there's one of him as the Joker and that kind of stuff.
That's cool, though. Yeah, people want to collect that kind of thing. That's cool. It's fun that you can get that kind of stuff that you can't get anywhere else. That I do like.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more just getting to see everybody too, really.
Yeah, yeah, and we still see people. Like, usually we'll go out early and hang out with Josh and Jen at their house and stuff, like this year, but the flights were crazy, so we'll just see them in San Diego, and then we see obviously Colleen and Jay and Jim and
Jack.
Whoever else happens to be out there, whichever.
Is it is it
Jenna, Nick,
Jenna,
many
Nick.
People as like back in the day, or
It's not as our many, right?
I feel like so many.
Our group of friends has dwindled. Which actually, you know, it was nice last year. I missed everybody, but it was nice that it was more drama free, I guess. And that's a terrible way to like phrase it, but it's true. Just also because we're getting older and we had the baby.
You don't
but,
want like cake messes and blue.
And
people,
people having breakdowns in your bathtub. No, my floor pizza days are behind me. My floor pizza days are behind me for now.
Floor pizza. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was a rough night, wasn't it?
That was a rough night. I was so hungover the next day. I almost threw up in the middle of ballroom 20. That was awful. It was awful. Never again.
I was super sick.
But still a shit show at Comic-Con, just the amount of people that go.
Yeah, it's still very crowded. I feel like they've done the lines a little better, though, recently.
Awful. Whoa. Sorry.
Recently, they've definitely done the lines a little better.
Show at why is that doing that? I'm sorry, my laptop's being an asshole. Go ahead. It's not my rooster, it's my laptop.
No, but they've definitely, I think they've kind of gotten the lines down a bit. Maybe compared to what they used to do.
Yeah. You know, they definitely have. Didn't we get into ballroom 20 with like a half an hour before something last year?
Yeah. Like it wasn't as bad. It wasn't like the train wreck that it was for a few years there.
Hold on. Are you going night night?
Yeah. Like, and now this year with them mailing out the passes instead of,
I love you, Zachy.
Instead of having to pick them up. Yeah, so you don't have to pick up your passes now since they mail them out.
So, makes so much more sense. Honestly.
Yeah, not everybody's trekking all the way down to which hotel circle and taking the, you know, that used to take us a half a day just to go pick up our passes. And I'm like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, literally, I know. Like you'd waste your first half a day picking your.
You did, or almost a whole day. I mean, it's a long train ride to get out there. Or even if you, like, we took an Uber or a cab last year. I don't remember which, but. And it still took a long time because there's just so much traffic in that area because everybody's going there.
Yeah.
And it made no sense to make everybody drag themselves all the way out there and waste a half a day of their trip. Yeah. So sending them out is really a huge, huge plus.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, back in the day, it was easy to do that because there weren't that many people, but they definitely should have adapted this badge mailing system way earlier.
Yeah, they certainly did not adapt quick enough, that's for sure. They it took a while. Far too long, actually. I don't know why it took them so long, but you know. But I hope that alleviates one whole half or one half day there or a whole day where you're not just trudging around San Diego on mass transit.
So we're still gonna go to In-N-Out. Are you gonna go?
Well, we're getting there Wednesday. It all depends on how, because we're leaving relatively early Wednesday morning. So it all depends on how everyone's feeling. Maybe I'll go.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe I'll be going, and other people won't. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, sorry, I just totally interrupted you, but I had that thought and had to.
Oh no, you didn't interrupt me. But I don't know, line-wise, I don't usually do the bigger panels, so I don't notice as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like other than the really, really, really huge stuff, it's been pretty decent to get in things.
I heard that there was even something last year with Hall H where, what was it? It was one of the big things, and everybody was able to get in it all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's been a little better organized on-site, thankfully.
Right. And I think that people are also, there's enough offsite things. Although Jay and Jack are at the library again this year, and that sucked last year. It was so far. It wasn't so far, but nobody knew about it, blah, blah, blah.
Nobody knows where it is, I think, is the big problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it's pretty far.
Yeah. But anyway, at least, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. Yay, Comic-Con.
I'm excited. It's a nice trip. It's fun. It's good to see everybody. Even if you only see them here and there, it's just nice to see everybody again, you know?
Exactly.
It's not like we have the big congregation in one place. But everybody's a little older. Probably shouldn't be congregating as much.
Yeah. It's probably
it's probably a good thing.
Yes.
It's probably safer for everybody that way.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Less hangovers and headaches. And
yeah.
Drop.
Less disease flowing. Yeah, a lot of positives to it, but it is still fun though.
Good. Yeah, definitely fun. Good times.
Well, it's going to be so much fun for you with Zach this year, too. That's going to be the best part. Right?
Yeah, we'll see. I feel like he could go pain in the ass mode at any point. But
he could go anyway.
That could happen anywhere, though.
I have the weird situation that this year he's not going to sit in the little snuggly thing on my, whatever the fuck it's called, my chest, which he did last year, which was perfect. And he's too little to walk around on his own.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not bringing a stroller, so I'm going to have to either carry him or force him on in the little chest thing, because I think that's up to 30 pounds, and he's only 26 pounds.
Leash harnessed. Get him a leash.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he'll get trampled. He's so short.
But at least that way you can keep him close to you. Get one of those retractable ones.
Yeah.
I spent
so I don't know. Yes, you do. But I don't know. So I got to figure that out. Whatever.
Yeah, that's going
to
be a
string to
tough,
your belt loop and one to his belt loop. That way he can't get that far away from you.
But no, he's so little. He'll get trampled. Like, yeah. People will step on him. He's so short.
Yeah, that is tough. That's definitely tough. So Connor was pretty little when he went, but he was bigger than Zach for sure.
Yeah.
And was capable of walking, you know, for a while on his own. But it's still tough until they get big enough where, you know, they can kind of force their own way through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd totally bring a stroller. I just ram it through crowds of people.
No, I don't.
That's actually probably harder.
It's harder with the stroller. No. Oh, yeah. It's harder with the stroller, like, just to navigate around. I'd rather just carry him. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everything else. You know, you figure it out.
Exactly. So, what's up next, guys?
Movies, movies, movies.
Oh, well, I saw Sing Street.
What is Sing Street? Tell us all about it.
Is from the creator of Once, the film, if you've seen Once.
I only heard about that from you.
Glenn Hansard, Marketa Iglova. fantastic film. You should see Once. But anyway, Sing Street essentially is set in like the, say, mid-80s, 84, 85, in Ireland, Dublin. It's a, you know, poor neighborhood. Ireland was going through, I believe, a depression or recession at the time. And this kid has to switch schools and kind of as an escape forms a band with a bunch of other kids in school and impresses the girl across the way from the school. But it's just so, so good. Like, so much heart and just, I don't know. I can't even say enough about it. Just so much, just so good. Just you smile through the whole thing. You feel good through the whole thing. The kids are all really good. Aidan Gillian's in it for a few minutes here and there. He's a father, obviously Littlefinger.
Is it hard to get away from him being Littlefinger?
No, I mean, he's really not in it that much. He's not really a critical character in it. You know, he's kind of the parents are kind of secondary.
Same smirk.
Yes, yes. He sounds exactly like Littlefinger. Yeah. You actually feel a little bad for Littlefinger in this, which is hard to do in Game of Thrones. But yeah, no, just so good. Oh, God. Some great, fun 80s music and throwbacks to the 80s, which I'm not a big nostalgia person, but I thought it was so well done and just really incredibly heartfelt and really worth seeing. I would recommend anybody to see it.
Well, I'm looking at it.
All right, I'll edit.
Yeah, I don't get it on my net. It's not in my region, Mike.
Well, it's still in the, we saw it in the movies.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's out on video on demand anywhere yet. You may have to rent it if it is. It may be like on iTunes or something like that. I'm not sure.
Right. I have to put it on my list then. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's excellent. See, we loved Once, and it was not the next one after that, but he did a movie with somebody else. I forget what it was, but Once was fantastic. But this was different and obviously better production value, and just the kids were really good. It was just really, really strong.
Good. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely would check that.
Cool. Yeah, I really don't want to talk about X-Men. I kind of changed my mind. I saw it the day after recorded last time.
There you go.
Time.
Now you don't have to talk about it anymore.
Well, I just want to say that it kind of sucked, and I was disappointed. That's
really?
All I really have to say.
Yeah,
it
wasn't that good. I saw it too. It wasn't that good.
That's a shame, because I thought the last one was pretty decent.
I think, you know, First Class and Days of Future Past, I thought they were really good. I enjoyed them a lot, but, you know, this had the third movie.
And I thought maybe with them resetting the timeline, it would help some or something, but I guess not, huh?
Yeah, just not crazy. Like, I guess the new cast is okay, but really, like, I like the character Apocalypse a lot, and I just think he fell flat and he wasn't nearly as powerful as he should have been. And I don't know, it was just not that entertaining.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Horrendous, but yeah.
It wasn't horrendous. Sorry. But it wasn't X3 bad. It was better than X-Men 3. at least. So
that
something.
Is true. But yeah, it was definitely one of the weaker ones.
Yeah. It's the worst out of the new three ones, for sure.
Yeah.
But, oh, you know what we need to talk about, actually? It's timely, and Colleen's here. There is some odd nod news.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, that's not in the outline. I didn't agree to talk about that.
Sorry. I just thought of it now, but timely.
That's right. I totally forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, so it looks like
he's gonna get a new trial, or
have a new trial. Yeah. So I mean, obviously there's gonna be like an appeals and stuff, but
yeah,
it looks like that'll eventually happen. It's just been kind of cool to like go from Serial and then Undisclosed and everything, and just kind of like listen to everything and just kind of follow this whole case and everything. It's just been really interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty interesting.
A special too on Investigation Discovery I haven't watched yet, but that aired recently, I think.
Oh, really? I haven't seen
that.
Oh,
really? I didn't know that.
I didn't. I just heard about it from someone.
I haven't been to that sub in ages, and I really should, because I wasted so much time of my life there that I don't even know if I can go back to
You know what? The posts, you know, it's like going to the Game of Thrones subreddit. The posts are so long. It's like, all right, just shut up. I can't even read
this. It's a lot of junk.
Yeah. Stick with
it. I like the Song of Ice and Fire.
Is that one better? Maybe I'll go to that one.
Just a little bit better.
Yeah, the people are so long-winded. I'm like, no, I don't have time to read a novel. Stop with the novel posts.
See, when I was nursing in the middle of the night and obsessed with a Serial subreddit, it was perfect.
Oh, yeah, because you had all that.
I read like half of the court transcripts while I was nursing at like 3 in the morning. let me tell you. Oh, God, that was a lot. But yeah, now I'm kind of like, I got other things, but maybe I should catch up on that. I have to go back to the Maura Murray sub. I never made it there the other day either.
Well, that one's good to go back to because not that much gets posted in there. So you never really fall that far behind. So
yes.
That's perfectly okay.
I never read the thing that you texted me to.
Oh, yeah. You got to get to those quick because they get deleted.
I see it.
That one gets stuff deleted a lot because it's so crazy. Oh. Yeah, the Maura Murray subreddit is like full of cuckoo birds. Like,
what is that?
The podcast Missing Maura Murray. This girl went missing in New Hampshire and probably ran off in the woods and died, most likely, unfortunately. Huh. Yeah, I mean, it's a sad story. But so they're doing there's a podcast about the mystery of her going missing.
It has potential.
It does. There's,
and they've had good episodes lately, but
yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
But it goes like they'll have like a good episode and then it will just go off the fucking rails like crazy town. They'll interview like the worst hangers-on that you would ever imagine of, you know, people obsessed with the case who have nothing to do with it or nothing to do with anyone but pretend they're like connected somehow, and all this bizarre shit. And there's
all this bizarre shit. I fucking loved the episode that they had where they had the runner and the other guy.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah.
Because that dude, John Smith, was in the chat flipping his fucking shit during it. And that made it. That is the best part of that whole thing. Is when they're like, hold on, John is typing this. He's like flipping out. That was great. That's a podcast that is, you got to binge through it from the beginning. Because if you just come in now, you'll be like, huh?
Yeah, you got to start that.
They want it to be like Generation Y, which I've been like frantically catching up on for, I don't know why. I just can't stop listening to it.
And they have their moments, too.
Behind Mysterious Universe. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say they have their moments, too. Gen Y.
Oh, they have their moments a lot as well. But at least their topics are interesting that I go and I go read about, you know, more about it. So,
yeah, exactly.
I've discovered many new subreddits thanks to Generation.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, God. Yeah.
Because there's a sub for like every topic that they talk about.
I know. Like every crime has a sub. I'm on the Unresolved Mysteries subreddit all the time. I usually go through that.
Yes.
And sometimes there's interesting stuff. Sometimes there's kooky stuff. Yeah, it all depends. But
yes.
Yeah. it's those are interesting places to go because you go from people who are actually intrigued by the mystery to the crazy conspiracy people, where every single crime or every single person that's gone missing has gone missing because of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It had to be some great conspiracy as opposed to the person ran away or something. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's an amazing cross-section of people.
Yes. But I would go out there and say that Moore probably ran off into the woods and died. There's nothing else that it could be, feasible.
Yeah, most likely. I mean, she got she had an accident. Like, all kinds of stuff was going on in her life. She had an accident. It was in New Hampshire in the middle of winter in the mountains. And, you know, she was most likely drinking and driving, not to disparage her in any way, but it sounds like that was very likely. And maybe she freaked out. She was young, you know, something happened and then ends up tragic. You know, she runs off and gets lost, or maybe she breaks her ankle in the woods. Maybe, you know, whatever, you know, you have no idea, but that's the most likely thing. Not that some, some of the crazy ass theories, I don't even know, but,
so I have a request based on this stuff. First of all, what's that one? What is that one called? And do you guys recommend that one?
Missing Mara Murray. Yeah, you got to listen to it. Like
Missing what?
Missing Mara Murray.
Oh, okay.
But we said, you have to start from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just jump in.
Yeah. You have to.
Like, you have to, because every fucking crazy person, there's a story arc that builds up to where this podcast is, how it is now. And you can't just start listening. Like, you need to go to the beginning, and you're going to be like, what the fuck am I listening to? Like, and then at some point, you're going to be like, all right, this is kind of interesting. And you're going to be
wait,
what did they just say? That's not logic.
I feel like we go through phases listening to it where it's like, oh, okay, they've kind of come back to reality. And then it's like, holy shit, who are they talking to? Who is this insane person? What is going on?
Yes. And they hum up these theories that make... What was the thing with the... There might have been somebody else in the car with her, and they could have been smoking. I don't know why anybody's first reaction after having a car accident would be to pull out a cigarette.
There was
that's so fucking dumb. Stress.
Oh my god, the crazy speculation. Like, I wouldn't do that if I got in. I'm thinking this is a very reasonable thing to do if you get in an accident.
It's one of the only, like, not entirely positive iTunes reviews I've ever left.
Yes, yeah. You know, I left the review, my review after the psychic episode. Yeah, and I was not real happy after the psychic episode anyway.
Oh, the psychic episode. Good times.
Oh, my God. That was crazy as shit. Like, oh, my. And that was, like, episode 4 or 5. And it actually got crazier after the psychic episode, amazingly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know. Oh yeah, go ahead.
No, you go. Go.
Well, so I want to know. So like, okay, so like, there's been like a lot of like those kind of like true crime kind of like podcasts showing
after
Serial.
Yeah.
So like, what's the and this is gonna extend to anyone listening to, like, if you want to post on Facebook, but like, what are their good ones like to listen to? Like, what do you guys recommend?
Well, depending.
Oh, Mike has a spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah. Where did that go? I still have that somewhere. I got to look. But depending on what... There's a couple different styles. There's a lot of the ones that kind of just go over the crimes. Like Sword and Scale.
Yeah.
Sword and Scale is really creepy because it goes into really in-depth into a lot of crimes and stuff. But it's not like speculation or anything. It's pretty much what happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was one I listened to actually from Canada that was pretty interesting, from CBC. Someone Knows Something. And basically it's this guy who kind of goes along with he investigates cold cases. And he works for the CBC. It doesn't really have a conclusion or anything, but I thought it was a pretty interesting story. That was like 10 or 13 episodes or something like that. And I guess they're doing another season.
Oh, cool.
It kind of gives you a look at kind of a cold case. where you don't really, where the most likely scenario was, you know, like with Mara, the person just disappeared or something tragic happened, you know. But it kind of gives that look of what it's like to actually investigate a cold case like that and the effect it kind of has on everybody. So yeah. I thought that was really good. It was like a different take on that. Gen Y, that's pretty good. Generation Y.
Like Claire had suggested, I haven't listened to it yet, but Claire had suggested My Favorite Murder.
My Favorite Murder is good and bad. Like, it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. I like My Favorite Murder. It's entertaining, but they get a lot of shit wrong.
Oh, lovely.
But it's okay. They're not really speculating or like going into like crazy conspiracy things or anything like that. It's more of a fun, light murder podcast.
I've downloaded some of them, but I haven't had an opportunity.
They're pretty entertaining. Yeah, they're pretty good. My Favorite Murder is pretty good. But yeah, it all depends on like what style you're listening. Like, I wouldn't listen to Sword and Scale if I was driving down a dark road at night, but it's pretty good. Because it gets into some really dark shit and really dark crimes. But there's so many. So, yeah. I got to find that document. Yeah.
Yeah. I have it somewhere. I think I saved it in my Google Docs, so I might have it.
Yeah, I think I did too. I gotta find that. It's amazing. Somebody put it together.
Here it is. I have it.
Oh, do you? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, somebody put it together on Reddit and was like, here's a list of a bunch of true crime podcasts. And it's like, what, 50 of them or something?
Oh, wow.
It's like 7 pages long or some shit, right?
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. No, it's 10 pages long.
Oh, my God. Yeah, whoa. Yeah.
And is it just listing them out, or is it like try to pick out the good ones?
I think it just lists a lot of them.
It's just listing them out.
Yeah.
Oh. Here, I sent it in the chat.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, it should be a link to a Google Doc. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. There's so many of them now. Yeah, I find the ones that kind of go over cases rather than try and solve cases are a little better as far as not being as crazy. But the other ones can be a little more entertaining because they're a little crazy.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's a balance between like some cases are interesting but not entertaining, and some are entertaining but like, you know.
Yeah, it's a tough balance.
Kind of like Serial season 1 and Serial season 2.
Yeah, where like nobody cared about season 2.
Yeah.
I liked season 2, but I binged through it a few episodes at a time.
Did you? Yeah, so. I don't know what it was. I just couldn't. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it didn't seem to almost have a point. It was like her show got hijacked. That's how it felt to me.
Yeah, it kind of did feel that way a little bit. Like they were really concentrating on season 3, but they had a deal with this person and they...
Yeah,
who's doing the documentary or whatever, and we're like, okay, yeah, we'll promote.
She was
this.
Not invested in it like she was in Adam's case.
And honestly, those recaps of the trial stuff they did for season 1 were absolute garbage.
Her hiding in a closet, giggling with her girlfriend.
Oh my god, that it was horseshit. It was so bad. Oh,
I appreciated having them though. I couldn't complain too much.
No, but they were so
she never
badly
even
done.
Out,
yeah.
Like, she left 2 days before it ended and never even finished. It was like, hey!
That's the part that pissed me off.
Yeah, I'm like, this is the only reason you have the show still. Like,
right, yeah.
Maybe concentrate on that. Unless you're going to have a really interesting season 3.
I would love to know the numbers, like, the drop-off between...
Oh, it had to be pretty massive.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were still huge, but it had to be a massive drop-off. Although, I technically downloaded them. I just never listened to them.
Right.
Oh yeah. So
probably a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happened. Eventually, I just unsubscribed. I think because I don't know. I just wasn't into.
Well, if
it
you
anymore.
Stop after like, I think if you stop refreshing after what 3 or 4 weeks, it automatically stops refreshing it for you.
Not on Downcast, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think the podcast app does though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Downcast I don't think does, but
I have both, which is funny. I have both apps and I still use my iPod that I connect and sync up with my computer every day.
You do?
Yeah. Me too. Yeah, I use my iPod.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I use my iPod every day and I use it as my pedometer, so. It's
always
with me.
Oh, you use it as okay. Well, that makes sense.
Times. So, I see Pokemon Go is on this outline.
Yeah.
Wait, quick.
Not in my region.
Quick before that, also, we don't have to go into it now, but like, if people want to post on Facebook, like, and they have subreddit recommendations. Totally
into that
too.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a good subreddit, yeah. Post that there. Crazier the better. Crazy subreddits, good. Oh, you know what's good? Obscure Media? Is that what? Let me look it up real quick. I have it on my phone. They don't post a lot, which is good. I like a concise subreddit that I can see the things without getting buried and stuff. I think it's Obscure Media, I'm pretty sure. Obscure Media, yeah, all one word, is a good subreddit. Like, you'll find, like, just old crazy videos. It could be anything. Let's see what's on here. First ever Chuck E. Cheese show tape and assorted demo recordings. AAA educational video on freeway driving. Some Pokemon thing at the movie premiere. Kermit the Frog and Grover Sing, you know, just all kinds of stuff from all kinds of eras.
Oh, cool.
Just random, you know, random, completely random. But it's not like overbearing, you know. There's only usually a few things posted a day or something like that, so it's not too crazy to keep up with.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we had to talk about Pokemon Go because it took over like everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I actually didn't even really expect it to get as big as it did. Like me personally, like I never really played the other games. Like I watched the anime like in the 90s, but like I wasn't super into it or whatever, but I was interested in the mobile app just because you know, it was made by Niantic and I had played Ingress, so I thought it was a cool concept, you know, and it just, I don't know, so I was interested in it, you know, and I'm familiar with it, but you know, not like, I wouldn't say I was like a big Pokemon fan, but so I, you know, I got it, like I actually grabbed it like the day before because like you know, I found it when it was not in my region yet, and yeah, I mean, so like I started using it, I'm like, oh, this is neat and stuff, like, you know, I'm actually having to, you know, go outside and walk around, and there's the cool like AR element to it where like you see the Pokemon like, you know, on the street or in your place or whatever, so
which, sitting on your cat
makes for some great, yeah, sitting on my cat, and so it makes for some fun photos, but I it just like the amount of like it just blew up, like so like today in New York, and I didn't see this personally, but my friend was telling me there were like a gathering of like 200 people in like Central Park because there was like a bunch of, you know, Poke stops and like, you know, so they were just a bunch of people just gathering, you know, and I just started noticing people, like I'd be walking, I usually walk around during my lunch break. So like I'll see people kind of like staring at their phones and I started to like peek at their screens. And sure enough, like I see more and more people playing Pokemon and it's just,
oh my God, that's so funny.
It's crazy. Like literally you can't walk around without seeing people playing a game, you know, like it's,
yeah, it is pretty crazy.
It's incredible.
The my way stepmom it blew up, had it so. On her phone at lunch today, and it's not even available here.
Like, I don't. Has anyone else played it? Like, anyone else have like any experiences or noticed people?
Oh yeah, there's been like, our neighborhood's not huge, but the other night we went out and there was like 20 people walking up and down the street, riding bikes up and down the street. You know, we're playing it on Connor's phone because. Because of the security issues that cropped up that first couple days, I wanted to attach it to a Gmail account that we don't really use. So we've just been playing it on his phone. Plus, I don't really want to deal with it all day. So,
so fair enough.
Put it on his phone. Yeah. So but it's nice because him and I went out probably did like a 2-3 mile walk, went to two different parks, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. Yeah. You know, you're just kind of doing something different. You know,
yeah. Jay has it. I know he walked around Durham today trying to catch Pokemon.
Well, you have to laugh, all these people online complaining about their sore legs and their leg pain. from all the walking.
Well, I know they're doing. They're actually doing a Pokemon Go run in Philly coming up here this weekend, I think.
Yeah, they said 2,000 people got together on the steps of the Sydney Opera House 2 days ago.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Crazy. Yeah.
But it's
as
fun.
As long as like, people are actually interacting with each other and they're all just bumping into each other.
No, you know? No, most people aren't, you know, because you're walking along, you're like, oh, you're playing Pokemon.
Yeah, you know. Like, if you're playing it, you can spot everyone else playing it.
It's very easy.
They're huddled around the same areas. Like, you know exactly who's playing the game.
It's so true. Yeah, it's like so easy to spot who's playing and who's not. It's not even funny. It's like ridiculous. Yeah. It's like,
I think it's interesting. Like, and it's a cool like cultural phenomenon, like a cool thing happening. You know, it's getting people out and like, you know, interacting with people.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, you know, I saw some like hate for it, and it's like, why? You know, like,
that's the fucking whiny ass baby boomers out
it's
of
like,
it
again. Don't play it. That like, it's not bothering you. You know, like. Some people just have to complain about everything, but
social
it's like if
media.
You're too much of an adult to have fun, then enjoy that.
Like, I'm not gonna play it all day, but Connor enjoys it and we do it together. Sure, and you know, but if somebody's like 35 and wants to go do it themselves, like, I don't care, go out and go for a walk and have fun, collect the Pokemon. What the hell's the difference?
Exactly.
I love it because it was like all these like people who sit home and watch sports are like, oh God, what are you doing going out playing
Pokemon?
Like,
that's
Pokemon.
Any better, really.
Like, hey, dumbass, what's the difference between watching a game or going out and playing Pokemon on the street? At least they're walking around, you jackass.
One's getting exercise. That's
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a fun, it's a fun, really fun use of technology for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, and I don't know how much I believe the scare stories that have been put out. Let's put it that way, because those things always crop up anytime something happens. And generally, if you look back at them later, find out they weren't actually true stories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I technically question how true they were anyway.
Well, they're saying things like it asks for permission to all of your
Accounts, that
and you can.
There was an issue with the permissions when it.
But you can just say no, apparently, and it'll still let you play the game.
Yeah, there was an issue with the permissions, but they resolved it like within a day.
Oh, okay. What were the other security issues?
No, that was it. That was it. No, like people getting robbed in the park.
Oh yeah,
supposedly.
Like there were some like stories of people getting.
I don't believe that story.
I don't know.
Because you hear that stuff all the time, and it sounds like urban legend to me. Anytime something new comes along, it's like,
must be afraid of. The
yeah,
thing.
People are being killed doing this. Like,
are they? I prefer to see the good stories, like the autistic kid who got Pokemon Go, and now he's in the park interacting with other people, and he's never done that before.
Yeah.
And I like those stories better.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice. There are a couple of stories of people like
walking
finding
off
dates. You know.
Well, look, people do need to pay a little more fucking attention, though.
Yes. But, like, that goes for anything. People are on their phones doing all sorts of things, not paying attention. So, you know, it goes for anything. Like, you know, don't be obnoxious with it. Like, don't walk into people, especially in New York City. Like, you have to watch
God,
your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to bump into someone or you're going to get hit by a car. So,
yes.
You know.
So, it's really
well, like
not
I was
something
telling you before we started, there's a Pokestop or something at the Richmond RCMP detachment where I live, and people are going into the police department, and the cops don't know because it's not even here yet, right? And they're going in there, and they're like wandering around trying to catch them. They're not interacting with the officers. The first guy that came in there holding up his phone, like he owned the joint, nearly got arrested. Because they're like, what? You know, after everything that's going on in the world, they're on guard, right? Some dude just walks in there and he's like, do-do-do-do-do. You know? Like, what the hell are you doing?
Nothing shady about this. Just going to walk in here.
So
don't
they
mind
put out
me.
An announcement because, of course, they say that guys on the force like to play too and they understand.
Yeah.
Just please be safe and respect people's personal property.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You got to be like, we were walking around the other day and there was one that was obviously in someone's yard. And I'm like, no, you're not going to get it. Like, you know, just you're not going to just walk in somebody's yard to get the goddamn Pokemon. That's just
so
the
how
way
do they end up in somebody's yard?
It's just like, randomly generated, isn't
usually,
it?
Usually, well, no, they're actually, they're businesses and most of them are taken right from Ingress. And I don't know how those were originally created. But
yeah,
because
that was
actually
basically a beta for this, wasn't it? It seems like.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I mean, it's the same idea, really.
Yeah.
But, that didn't blow up. as much as this.
No.
But, there's a new way now to, you can actually submit requests for new stops. And I think there's a way to actually like request that your like stop be taken off.
But yeah, because there wasn't there a story about a guy, he lived in an old church and now it's his home and people are there day and night trying to get in there because it's a gym.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure business changed. You can't request it to be like a personal address. It has to be like an actual like business,
right,
you know, address. So,
well, that will be an interesting marketing tool for companies, won't it? You know.
Yeah, actually it could be, so yeah. So actually one of the good ways people are using it is so you can put like these lures on the stop, so like it kind of draws Pokemon in. So like if you see the like a stop with a lure on it, you want to be around there. So businesses are actually having like their employees like drop lures on the stop, so it draws in more people, and the businesses are getting more, you know, they're getting more business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all
generates
these people
foot
are
traffic.
Like, yeah, absolutely. People are going to stop, and I'm like, oh, there's a restaurant here or a bar here. Let's go in. So like, it's actually doing a lot of really good things for businesses. Yeah. So if you're a business, you're gonna want your place to be a stop if it's not already.
It'll be interesting to see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm saying maybe a month.
It could
you
be.
Know, I mean, it'll keep going, I think. But I mean, the big.
Yeah, it'll be a drop off for sure. Yeah. I mean, it depends on. I know they're planning to add some new features, so it depends on how quickly they can roll those out.
Yeah.
I always get bored of. There hasn't been a mobile game that I've played more, you know, for longer than like a couple of months.
Yeah,
so
they
like,
don't last that long. It's just
no,
the way it is. Yeah.
No. So we'll see how this, you know, how this goes. And I'm sure there'll be people who play it for a long time, but I would like to, I don't know, I would like to catch them all.
That's the goal.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's only 150 right now, but like they can totally add more later and add trading and add a lot of other features and stuff. So, you know, we'll see what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it is with, you know, mobile gaming. Things come in, things come out. It's just, you know.
And it's fun because of people. So if people start dropping off, it's going to be less fun for me. So then I might drop off.
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah, that's what it is.
It's kind of makes it more fun because so many other people are doing it. You know, and there's like a community.
Yeah, that's definitely what's, as that starts to fade off, you'll see it exponentially.
Yeah,
you know,
and maybe it'll be I can freaking finally try to take over a gym because it's absolutely ridiculous. So there's three different teams, right? And like by me and Queens, there's so much, like I swear, like they keep changing colors and teams like every few minutes, so it's like you can't do anything because it's just constantly changing.
Oh geez.
So there's too many people. I'm like, all right, but maybe if it drops down a little bit, I can actually, you know, do something that matters.
In the real world.
Yes, in the real world. No, not in the real world.
Here we go. All right, hang on. Here we go. Give it to us, John Cleese. He's going. My rooster's at it again.
Oh, John Cleese.
His name's John Cleese because he has a silly walk.
Oh.
When he was a chick, the bigger birds jumped on him, or the other birds all jumped on him, and he hurt his leg, and he's had a limp ever since. So I named him John Cleese.
Aww. Turned out
to be a rooster. I was going to name him Rory Pond, but then he had a limp. He usually crows three times, so you might hear him.
Oh does he?
He does that all day.
Oh, jeez.
His life literally is poking female chickens, running away, and then crowing about it.
It's a life.
It's a
good life.
He has eight girls. He runs around poking them. He eats. He crows. That's his life. It's terrible.
It anyway, could be worse.
This portion. This portion of the farm cast is now concluded. Keep things interesting.
Oh, man.
All right.
And I'm getting eggs, so that's exciting. Blue eggs. Yay!
I guess quickly, what did everybody think of Game of Thrones season?
Loved it.
Yeah.
The two last episodes were awesome.
It's been great. Yeah,
it's been pretty amazing.
Season.
Yeah.
We got
I'm glad I caught up
cause... on some things.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, catching up was a good idea.
What's that?
You're not caught up to the end?
No, I am. But so, like, I stopped watching midway last season just because it was kind of getting slow and I was like, eh, and I didn't have a lot of time. But so I after this season started, like, I caught up pretty rapidly. And once I got past last season, like, this whole season has been bonkers, really good and solid. Yeah, it's been really good. So I'm really glad I caught up.
We got the Tower of Joy. We got R plus L equals J. We got confirmation of the Hound again. All of that stuff.
Yep, he's back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
And we got some motherfucking White Walkers coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the Battle of the Bastards, the fight scene.
Oh, incredible.
Holy shit, eh? Well, that was amazing. That was amazing. Cinematically, those last two episodes, the scene that I can't get out of my head is it's not Joffrey. The Tommen, not Tommen. What's his bloody name? It's Tommen, right? King Tommen, where he just puts his, walks out of the frame.
Oh, yeah.
Walks back
into
the frame and jumps.
That was so amazing.
He doesn't even jump. He just fucking falls.
Falls right out the window. That was amazing.
It was a beautiful shot. Amazing. The cinematography in these last two episodes. The Battle of the Bastards, that fight scene where John, I was trying to watch it sideways because I couldn't figure out if he was on the ground and people were piling on him or if he was still standing and they were jamming into him.
Nope, they were piling.
Yeah, and then to hear afterwards other people talk about the similarities between that scene where he's rising up above the crowd, and it's the same scene as at the end where Daenerys is being raised above the crowd, and they're all doing the Madra thing. It was so beautifully done. I hope this guy should direct everything from now on.
Yeah, he's not doing any next season, though.
Damn it. Okay, I'll be quiet, and you guys can talk about it now.
No, but it was so good. I don't know. Just the only things that were kind of misses were Arya's storyline a little bit. You know.
So. Yeah, but it was. I loved how
Frey
she.
Pie.
Yeah, Frey Pie.
Yeah, how she ended was good, but like the story itself was a little wonky.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you can't. Not everything is going to hit. It's just not
right. Luckily, there's 4,000 other storylines going on. So.
Oh my god. Dorne, of course, was a little like, we had to get back with them. But everything else was
Although I guess now we're down to like 5 people left since everybody died.
Yeah, everybody's dead.
And they're all women.
Yeah.
I agree with Nick when he says he was disappointed that we never got to find out what Margaery's ultimate plan was.
Yeah, I agree, but. I think that's kind of part of it.
I totally get it. I'll let it go. Like, it's not ruining the show for me, but I did kind of want to know.
Oh, I agree.
Like, what
did
she have planned?
I was kind of stoked because I was like, oh, she's gonna outsmart him and all this. But but I get why. I mean, maybe in the book she'll find out more of that.
Yeah.
When they have more time or whatever.
So.
But yeah.
But I even said to Dave when the first time we saw it through, I was like, Margaery got out of there.
Nope.
He's like,
oh, no, there was
nobody
no way.
Got out of there. Like, no,
nobody
no,
got out of there.
Margaery got out of there because I just was not willing to believe that they had killed the character off. I was like,
Nope.
Come on.
I will say it was awesome with the music, the way the music just.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
So good.
The wildfire,
so good.
Yeah, where he's sitting there underground
where he sees
and that.
He's like,
yep.
I'm like, you're really trying to fucking blow it out? Come on now.
And all the little kids. Oh, my God. How awful.
Yeah.
Qyburn's the worst. Like, the worst. So awful. He took all those little sparrows.
Cersei's the worst. Cersei is the worst.
Yeah, she's pretty rough. Yeah,
But she looks amazing in that final costume.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was perfect.
The whole final scene. I've been giving Jay every day Game of Thrones jokes.
Oh, God.
Game of Thrones jokes. Let me see if I can find some of them for you real quick. And then I have to go in a minute. Let me see.
I'm re-listening to the last book just because I feel like I missed so much of it. I think I kind of listened to them all one after the other. And by the time I got to the last one, I was like in the zoned out. So I'm re-listening to
Okay. What was Jon Snow's bakery called?
Mm.
You know muffins, Jon Snow.
God.
Hold on. I've got to go through. What stopped winter from coming? Winter fell and it can't get up.
Oh, man.
How did Ygritte know that winter was coming? Because snow came.
What did you think of the Gordon Ramsay scene? The end of Ramsay.
Oh, good riddance.
Yeah.
The dogs. And Sansa.
That was good. Ooh. The smirk and yeah.
Could have used a little bit more torture, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded seeing him get a little flayed.
No, but yeah. He liked that shit, so yeah. It would have done nothing. It would have just pissed us off more that he was sitting there smiling through
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tyrion should get to kill him. Or not Tyrion. What's his name?
Oh, Theon. Yeah.
Theon. This is Theon's kill. And I was like, this is not Theon's kill. This is Sansa's kill. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, it could have been either. But yeah, I'm glad it was Sansa. Yeah.
Yeah. Like she deserves to kill this son of a bitch.
I mean, he did mutilate Theon.
It's true, you know.
I Theon has beat like you know legit, but so does Sansa.
Oh hell yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I love the scene between Daenerys and Asha Greyjoy. What are they call
Isn't it Yara?
Yara.
That was awesome. I wanted them to make out so bad.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I was like, yay, Danny found a king or a queen. Very happy about it.
Yeah, tell
me
about it.
She does that, right? Like, she does have relations with women. With her bed maiden, girly.
So, oh, yeah, know. Early on, right? When she's...
The first season she does. We're rewatching it, so... In the first season...
Yeah, because that's who teaches her, right?
Yeah,
when she's with Carl,
or whatever her name is,
Khal Drogo.
Yeah, the one that has creepy bathtub sex with Viserys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, good times.
Yeah, because I just watched episode one again yesterday.
Okay, we're up to episode 7. Okay. Yeah.
What did you think of episode 1? Seeing it again now, Mike.
Well, it's a setup episode, which is fine, but it really lets you see the characters for who they're going to be. You know, it gives you, even though it's a setup, it gives you a good look at who everybody is, you know.
And it's incredible how much is set up for the entire series in that first episode.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, I didn't even remember that the Three-Eyed Raven started in the very first episode.
Yeah, there's just so much in it. It's like... You don't realize how much was in it to start.
Yeah. It's insane. So, Two more.
Yeah, two more.
I think they're doing
half seasons, yeah.
They're breaking batting it or losting it or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, well, they're going to go fast. I mean, the story is going to go fast. I figure we probably won't see much White Walkers until that final season.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point, it's not even about who's going to sit on the Iron Throne. That's not even relevant at this point. No. Do you think Arya will come back? I think she's going to kill the people that are on her list and bugger off.
I don't know.
Because she keeps asking what's further than Westeros.
Oh, does she?
Well, she did once. So that's a lot, in my opinion. It's a tell, right?
She wants
to know what's beyond Westeros.
Hashtag beyond Westeros edit.
So I don't. Will she even bother to join back up with Sansa and Jon? And
I mean, she may not. I mean, she may die at some point anyway. I can't imagine not like everybody. I can't imagine everybody's just left making it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think. Well, isn't she one of his favorite characters, George R. R. Martin's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I
and.
That doesn't mean she's going to live.
No, but I think that where she's going to get to the bitter end.
She could. Yeah, I could see that.
I'm calling Jaime kills Cersei. It's obvious. It's obvious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the prophecy says that Jaime's going to kill Cersei, so duh. And I can't see Tyrion being the brother that does it. So.
No, yeah.
You never know.
That's
I wondered
true.
If my father shits gold.
That's true.
All right, so we should probably... Has everyone done Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yes, and I haven't seen the others, so I'm going to excuse myself right now.
All righty.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's kind of became a tradition to have you here. Like, you were our first guest on the show.
Yeah.
On
any special occasion.
Yeah, you're a special occasion lady. So thank Jay for letting us have you. Appreciate it.
I will. Thank you. Maybe I'll go watch a Game of Thrones or something. No, I need to go shower, actually. I'm a night shower. I can't shower in the morning. There's been times where I've woken up and been like, I didn't shower last night. I don't think I smell that bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely nighttime because in the morning I'm like, holy shit, I got to go.
Well, your morning is still nighttime, though, Mike.
Well, that's part of the problem, yes.
Yeah, that's the problem, yeah. So...
Well, I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic time at Comic-Con together.
Thank
have
fun. You. We'll be hearing from me probably before then anyway, and during then, and after then.
Yes.
So, can't wait.
All right, Mike, good sir. I'll see you in exactly 1 week.
Yep. See you in a couple days or whatever it is.
All right.
See you.
Bye.
Yes, so other than that... something new. Orange is the New Black. You know what? That's one thing I want to start binging now because I heard this season is so good.
It's really good. Have you seen any of it?
No, and that's why I want to really get on it because of how you know all
I
the
saw
good
up
things.
To the chicken episode and I was out of there in the first season. Okay. When she couldn't leave the chicken alone, my thought was this girl is going to continue to make the same stupid choices over and over again, and that's just going to frustrate me. So I'm out, and I really wish I hadn't stopped. Because she's not all the characters.
No, there's so many other characters. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got to get back to it. Anyway, tell us about this season.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, so like, yeah, the third season was like a little, I guess it wasn't as like, I don't know, just something about it like didn't resonate with me. But the fourth season is really good. Like the whole thing is very good, and I enjoy the whole thing. I told myself, okay, let's just take your time with it. Like, you don't need to rush through it. But it became one of those things where, like, I would watch an episode and be like, oh, maybe just one more.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know. I really enjoy the show a lot. And it's definitely would be a great one to binge, like, because you can get through, I think there's 13 episodes a season, and you know, you can get through one season fairly quickly. So it's definitely a good binge show, I think. But I don't want to ruin anything, but it's very good. It's very entertaining, and there's always new characters coming in, and
well, that's
keeps
kind of the
fresh.
Bonus of having a jail. There's a lot of turnout.
Right.
You can turn people around like that. So
yeah
that's
even
true.
Inmates and guards alike. So there's a lot of it's not just about the inmates. It's a lot about the guards as well, and everything and like that. So it's I mean, I just really like it. Really enjoy it. So I recommend it.
Nice.
And I binged through the whole entire thing. So. the fourth season. And it kind of ends on, not gonna spoil anything, but like there's a lot of like holy shit moments in this season. Like,
yeah,
like I think like the third season, like things get like a little silly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, that's kind of what I've heard. Yeah
So it's like, really, like this is what you're doing? But shit kind of gets real. What I liked about the show is that most of the time they maintain this really good balance of like this kind of silly fun humor, but like have like really serious things happen as well. So I think that just like they strike a perfect balance, you know, and can have like really shitty and traumatic things happen, but like, you know, I don't even know if you can call it like a full-on drama, but it's not a comedy, you know, it's like it's in the middle somewhere, dramedy, I guess you would say. So I mean, it's interesting, and I don't really think there's another show that I've seen that
is,
you
like,
know,
it
I can compare it to. So it's pretty unique and I like it.
Yeah, it's definitely I think I decided like Because I have my shows that I watch while I'm gaming, which I'll just throw on whatever, you know, because like Murder She Wrote, things like that. Yeah. I'm in season 9, by the way. But yeah, like something like that. Yeah, where you're not paying attention or whatever. But I want to show my next show that I'm going to watch after we finish up with... well, now that Game of Thrones is over. Actually, I'll probably start it because I'll watch it on my own because Renee doesn't watch Game of Thrones. So,
do you watch Preacher? Have you been watching Preacher?
No. I don't know. I mean,
it's interesting. You've got to follow it, though.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I'm like, I'm kind of a little burned on AMC shows.
How about Marco Polo? The second season's out. It's quite good.
I tried watching the first one. It wasn't until it was bad. I just didn't get into it.
But some of the acting's a little bit hard to watch, but yeah. Some of it's really very well done.
But that was season 1. I mean, I only saw the very first episode, really.
Right. Well, we binged the whole second season last week, and it was on par with the first season. It's very well done.
Yeah, I got Peaky Blinders I might pick back up.
We don't have that here.
Oh, no?
I don't have access to that anywhere.
Well, that's a BBC show, so you should have access to it somewhere.
Yeah, which means I could probably get the current season on BBC.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been watching, in the summer, Scream is back on MTV, which is really fun.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a fun show. It's not, I'm not going to say it's a great show, but it's a fun show.
I thought Scream was coming back to, Netflix or something.
No, that's something else, I think. Yeah, but there is something else. But, yeah, Scream.
Oh, you're talking about Scream TV, and I'm talking about Scream, with the college girls.
Scream what?
That's not called Scream, is it? No.
What are you talking about?
You know the one with, oh my God, what the hell is her name? Jamie Lee Curtis in it?
Oh, Halloween? No. Oh, Scream Queens.
There you go. All right. Sorry. That's where I got lost. There was a Scream.
No, Renee did watch that also. I saw bits and pieces. I didn't see the whole season. I actually saw the
finale. I loved it. It was so
funny. I saw the finale. It was bonkers. I didn't have a problem with it. It was fun as hell, but I just didn't. I wasn't watching it, yeah, so I
sorry,
saw.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, no, this is MTV Scream, which is based off the movies, but you know, it doesn't really follow the movies. It's a different story, but it's fun. It's a fun light, light.
Light murder.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun show.
Murder television.
Yeah, it's not over the top crazy thing you got to follow, but the characters are enjoyable enough. The acting's solid. So that's worth it. And then we picked up Musketeers, which we had forgotten about, and all 3 seasons are on Hulu, so we've been watching that. Season 3 I like a lot. Season 1 was great, had Peter Capaldi in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. Season 2 I was good, but I didn't like it as much as season 1 because the villain I didn't think was as good. But season 3 I'm really liking, and this is the final season anyway, so... That's a really good, fun, swashbuckling type show for sure. It's I really like it. The characters are really fun, and I'm surprised it didn't find more of an audience. It's really good, fun.
We kind of petered off halfway through that one too. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can see why though, because it's not always a full story, but the acting's pretty good. The characters are pretty good, but yeah, it's tough because it's a period piece, you know. In the end.
Yeah. Speaking of period pieces, I watched all of The Paradise, which was a BBC show. I think it's kind of trying to be Mr. Selfridge, but it's, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's 2 seasons of it, and that's all there is. The whole thing's available on Netflix. And it's about this guy that owns a department store and the shop girl he's in love with. And
that
it's all very
familiar.
Yeah. It is what it is. And it's set in that, you know, pre-World War One, say?
Okay,
they never
tell you. Era of that time.
Yeah, I'm still stuck in that era. The costuming is beautiful. The acting is fairly good, most of it. It's it was not bad. I would say check it out if you've got nothing else to watch. Well, it's one of those, when you go on IMDb and you look at the comments in the forum about it, it's all about how everyone's been cast wrong.
Oh,
which
man.
Which is never a good sign. So, that's what I've been doing with my time. Yeah. And then we've got Ghostbusters next, or tomorrow, I guess.
Oh, are you going tomorrow. To see that tomorrow?
I don't know if I'm going to see it tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know what time, if there's a show tomorrow or not.
I'm on the fence because I haven't been interested. Like, I don't think the trailers were very good, but like the reviews have been decent, pretty good.
Yeah, the reviews have been pretty good for
better,
it.
Better than what I expected, so
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I know we had some friends that have gone to the preview, so I had asked if anyone had seen it, but nobody had said anything. But the chatter seems to be quite good about it. Why wouldn't it be? They're four very funny women.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I really liked Bridesmaids was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, exactly.
So. I think
Melissa
it's more.
McCartney have a whole bunch of golden retriever puppies in this one.
Yeah. It's see, I mean, I like them, but like, I feel like it's like, I don't know, there's something about Ghostbusters that, not that it's like some kind of like untouchable thing, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think part of it too, and it's not its fault, but like. All of the like Dan Aykroyd's scripts and like, oh, Ghostbusters 3 script, blah, blah, blah. Like all the kind of like, I don't know, back and forth on it. It's going to happen. Now it's not going to happen. Now this and that and that. So like, I think that kind of hurt it in my mind anyway.
Yeah. You get tired of it.
Yeah. I think I just got tired of like, I was like, you know, at this point, I don't want to see a freaking new Ghostbusters, you know, I'm just fine with the first two.
Fine with the first one. Okay.
First one. I don't know. Yeah. I still like two, also, but I have nostalgia goggles. I know.
Right.
Yeah, the two wasn't horrible. I mean, it's watchable. I've seen it a bunch of times.
Yeah, I think I watched that one more as a kid, so I'm just more like.
Yeah, that was probably because it's cheaper for them to buy and play, probably.
Yeah.
So it's probably on more. Yeah.
There you go.
We shall see.
And, of course, anyone going to Comic-Con gets to go to Star Trek, gets to go see the new Star Trek movie.
Oh, are they doing that there?
I'm a little concerned about with the whole, you know, I don't know. Simon Pegg kind of annoys me now. That's the truth. You know, when you kind of like shit all over the people who have made your entire career, it kind of annoys them. I'm one of those people. So I'm kind of annoyed by him. But... you know, I can forgive people saying stupid things. I say stupid things all of the time. And if everyone held against me all the stupid things that I said, then nobody would talk to me ever. So I kind of have to forgive him for that. But at the same time, he's now like seems to have a lot of control over what's happening with Star Trek. And I just hope that he's doing it good. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We will see.
I'm excited to see it, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, the last one was fun, but it's so forgettable. I think that's the, you know.
Yeah. It was almost like they stunt cast Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
That's how it felt. It's now looking back on it, it felt stunt casty.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that he didn't do a good job in the role or anything like that, but it's just like they kind of, that was their hook.
Yeah, just,
Star Trek should just be its hook on its own.
Just say it's Khan. Like, don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't make
sense. And write
sense,
the stories that are Star Trek stories, the stories of hope and the stories of coming together and the hope. This is Star Trek. Give us our hope.
And I understand they have to change it and make it a little more action filled and all that. I'm fine with that. Like that's fine. But yeah. The last one was just so forgettable. I mean, I enjoyed it while I watched it. It was
true.
Really
like
enjoyable.
I'm trying to think now. Like I don't really remember what happened.
Like I know Benedict Cumberbatch was in it. I know there was the crazy scene at the end where they were like on top of the spaceship as it was landing or some shit. Mm-hmm. But
well,
like,
they put all of his people into the bombs.
I don't. Yeah, I vaguely remember what was happening, but I mean, you know, it's fun, but incredibly just gone. Like it's just disposable.
Yeah.
It's like eating
candy.
Yeah,
let's hear more about the fallout of the fact that Vulcan is gone.
Mm.
Yeah, like they've almost become just standalone. There's no real need for a continuous story in them. Whereas, not like Star Wars, where you would need a continuous story, because I don't think anybody remembers what happened in the other Star Treks, other than you know Spock and time travel or whatever the first one was.
Yeah, well, yeah, not Negan. Wrong show.
Negan.
Same thing.
Yeah, I saw that, and I think I benefited from, speaking of The Walking Dead real quick, I think I benefited from not watching it for a couple months. Because I wasn't as disappointed because I already knew it was going to be a crappy ending.
So you could only experience upwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it kind of, I kind of benefited from that fact there. Yeah. But it was like, I was like, you know, it's not 1990 anymore. Can we cut the shit with the goddamn cliffhangers already? Like, yeah, just make a good show and people will come the fuck back.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard. Like, and I'm not, you know, it was silly.
Yeah, it really was.
And like, if you haven't decided who you're going to kill yet, then don't do it in that way.
It's like, we'll figure it out after contract negotiations.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. It was so 80s. It just felt so 80s.
That's so true. Yeah. That's so funny.
Because it was like, tried to cover it up. Like, oh, it was the decision we made because of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, everybody's going to know before the season starts. That's just reality.
Yeah.
Because people are going to see who the hell is on set and who isn't.
Yeah. Well, so apparently they filmed
a bunch of people with
a bunch of different actors. So nobody like can find out. So like even if
you know, there's going to be somebody like Mr. Hawaii, you know, Ryan is waiting at the airport for Lost.
Like,
off the plane.
Like, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm sure they have the same thing for the Walking Dead, you know, the same
vim
and vigor. So, not Ryan, but
somebody else. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I mean, somebody, it's like, and you can keep secrets because obviously other shows did it. Obviously, Breaking Bad kept a lot of secrets, but I mean, a lot of that leaked as well, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't completely clean. They didn't get through completely clean. But there's no need for it, you know? I didn't understand it. But like I said, I was fortunate in that.
You had lowered expectations.
I benefited from the lowered expectations.
Lucky ducky.
Yeah. And I didn't really hate the Carol stuff like a lot of people did. I didn't love it. I just didn't hate it. But again, it could have been expectations, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of it. That, you know, when you're going week to week and you're waiting for that next week and then something like that happens, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. They literally spend the episode driving around in circles and one of them, who knows who, gets hit with Lucille.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
Whereas if you don't watch it for a couple months and then are like, oh, I got to watch the end of this and then watch it, you're like, oh, that wasn't too bad. Because you're kind of detached from it at that point, you know?
Yeah. No, totally. Well, there you go. I finally got Dave to sit down and watch Mr. Robot, which is back.
Oh, I want to start that too. Jesus, there's just so much stuff.
It's just honestly so good. But it's another one where if you're looking for a show you need to pay attention to, Mr. Robot's a good place to start.
Yeah. I think I got through half of the first, but like, and I want to keep watching it. I didn't not enjoy it. I just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
But I'd like to.
Yeah, it seems like one where you really have to be all in on it.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention. And then we watched the end of season one yesterday. I finally got him to, but I'd already watched it, I'd say. It's cheating, right? And then the other one came, season two came back last night. So that will be fun to sit down this evening and watch.
Cool.
So I'm very excited.
Awesome.
Because they didn't leave that on a cliffhanger, but they left it in a really awesome place.
Yeah, but you can leave shows in a good place and not on a cliffhanger. Like every season, Game of Thrones ends you in a good place, but it's not a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a cliffhanger. It's like that was done for a long time and that was fine back then. It's not really necessary anymore. That's not what people want. People want the complete story, you know?
Yeah.
Like, give me the complete story of the season and then in the last episode, set up the next season. I'm fine with that. Give me the setup.
Well, didn't they have that same problem with that murder show that was, it was originally Norwegian?
Oh, The Killing. Yeah. Well,
The Killing, yeah.
They screwed up the first season because they got good ratings and then decided instead of wrapping up the storyline, they were going to drag it on to the next season. And that was a mistake because the show was good. You didn't need to do that. Like, you could have started, you could have kept going with the, you know, the two main detectives and moved on to a different story like they did in season three, and it was good.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
But there was no need to do that. And it's like, you know, I don't know. But I understand that you get caught up. You're like, oh, okay, we're getting paid finally. You know, let's keep this going. But Walking Dead doesn't have that excuse. I mean,
no.
If they're one of the biggest shows on TV, they don't need the goddamn cliffhangers.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. So, do we have any feedback?
Oh, well, you know what? Let me pull it up real quick and check.
Okay. I asked if there was anything in the group, and Claire, we had... We're trying to get Claire on. Timing obviously is hard because she's way over there.
And she uses Hotmail, which is an issue.
Oh, for God's sake. My mother does too, Claire. My mother uses Hotmail. Do you feel shame now? Jane.
Apparently Hotmail is big in the UK. I don't know.
Well, my mother's not in the UK. She's just an old person. See, Claire?
I don't see any feedback. I've opened the mailbox. I don't see any feedback.
Oh,
so.
Matt. But in all fairness, you know, we don't all send emails to the Matt's podcast.
Tis true.
So, but we do listen. I mean, yes. I personally listen, and I enjoy it very much. John and Matt are very great to listen to. Very intelligent. I envy that.
People. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, people actually know what's going on. That's a different. Yep. Yeah. It's a
So Matt just said he's not doing much, but he just started a community radio show, yes. Which I listened to. He was live streaming it, and it was very good. It's called The Drop, a pop culture mixtape, and Matt plays some excellent selections of music. I really, really enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
So check it out. It is hosted by Matt on Sundays from 6 to 8. You might have some competition there, Matt. That's a prime time zone, I'm just saying. I don't know what time zone Matt's in, actually, come to think of it.
Oh, he's on eight. Matt's on the East Coast, so.
Eastern time. Okay. Yeah. And the radio station is WSCAFM.org.
Awesome.
So you can listen to Matt there or join his Facebook group.
Yes.
We plug Matt because he's always very lovely and supportive of us. And then Susan, who's just had surgery,
this was all
wrapped up, so that she's been watching as many shows and movies as she can while she is on medical leave this month. Woohoo! Which I believe is the pain medication talk.
It's the pain medication talk.
So we hope you recover quickly, Susan.
Definitely.
Shorten people's names. Do you remember when I first met you, Mike, and I said, I messaged you very Canadian-like and said, do you prefer Mike or Michael?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, yeah. Yeah,
I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Me, I don't care either way. I'm like, I don't know, whatever. Don't matter.
I'm very Canadian. It's not my fault. So we have no feedback.
Nope.
Rob, do you have anything else you'd like to discuss in the world?
Not really.
No.
Just, it's been a lot of, you know, just a lot of Pokemon the past couple of days. And,
well, there's been a lot of pokey chicken at my house. So, there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I've been outside a lot, like hiking and stuff like that. So, it's.
That's cool.
I haven't really, like, consumed a lot of media to talk about. So.
Or the active podcast now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of the active podcast, Delirio has a new podcast.
Oh, yeah, the Chunky Runner Show. Yeah.
Chunky Runner Show. And, you know, I do mock you all often for running because I'm jealous. Because I'm a floaty boat, not a motorboat.
A floaty boat.
So I'm just going to keep floating along.
I ran my first race on Tuesday night.
Did you win?
Oh, fuck no. I finished 161st out of 360 or something like that.
Hey, that's
which I was happy with. I was very happy. I was more than half, you know, in the top half.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I'm doing a run this weekend. It's not like a serious one. I don't do those, but it's like one of those color runs.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah. It's fun. Like, you don't even have to run. Like, it's just, you know.
You just stick your arms in the air and walk through?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, I'm not interested in, like, you know, trying to like run fast and get better times and stuff. Like, it's just having a good time.
Well, congratulations to you both on being very active.
Yeah,
I just mow the lawn like all the time.
That counts.
That counts. It's active.
Yeah.
And I only do it with my pedometer on.
There you go.
Good.
That's good though.
But actually what I've been doing is I've been marking. I live in a beautiful city that's got lots and lots of nice parks. So I've been marking parks on my map. And then when I'm in the area, I go to those parks, which is how I ended up nearly getting lost in the nature park the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and when Moira was here, we went to a large park here called Queen Elizabeth, or went to Queen Elizabeth Park and Van Dusen Gardens. So, and we had a lovely visit. I don't know if we talked about that, but I'm sure we did.
Oh, and speaking of active, Moira biked from Canada to around the Finger Lakes, I believe.
Yeah, what a trip. Holy moly. Yeah. Her legs are hurting.
Yeah, she did some major biking. That's awesome.
Yep. Wow.
Like 3 and 4 hours a day kind of biking?
Yeah. And they biked from Canada. They didn't drive over, correct?
Yeah, no, I think they were biking.
Yeah.
Biking. And staying at some nice places with some nice food and wine along the way.
Awesome. That's nothing wrong with that.
Sorry. They don't have chicken muzzles.
The only podcast with a rooster crowing on it, by the way.
He's our mascot.
Real one. No sound effects here. We don't have a rooster button.
That is not a soundboard. That is
a rooster. That is the real deal, friend.
That is live cock.
That is live cock. Yeah. John
Lee. Oh, my God.
He does it all day long. I'm waiting until one of my neighbors murders him. I'll know that they didn't appreciate it.
Choke the chicken.
Oh,
I'll just
man.
Come home and he'll be gone.
Oh, Andrew's here. I don't know if he's still here.
Hi, Andrew.
Sorry, I wasn't watching the
YouTube.
I wasn't watching the YouTube chat. He should have sent me a message on Facebook, then I would have known.
Yeah, I checked in a little while ago to see if Matt was there. He wasn't.
Oh, speaking of that, so the growing empire, of course. Let's talk about the empire for a minute. Jeremy, who does one of the podcasts on the one of the gaming podcasts, started a new podcast called My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis.
Okay.
Which is like basically a journal of his daily life living with cystic fibrosis.
Right.
And this week
has challenges.
Yes, and this week Andrew was on as well, whose child has cystic fibrosis. So
that's
It's it's something different, you know. It's not normal. It's more of just a
podcast.
Yeah, it's just more of a personal diary, I would say, almost. Personal experience podcast. So that's called, I think it's listed under My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis or My Journey with CF, one or the other. But I believe it's My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis. If you go to ASAPodcasting.com, it's there. So he just kind of started that up and wanted to do that. So
nice. I was like, we've had running podcasts and cystic fibrosis. We've had everything today.
Yeah. Yeah. Murder podcasts. The Missing Mara Mary podcast.
Oh my God, that's so true. Which I've subscribed to now.
Yes, Colleen and I have tons of fun with that one. that one's always good for a bad day to cheer everybody up. But oh gosh.
I know it's probably a little bit late because the show is over, but the Game of Thrones Live, they have a really good Game of Thrones podcast.
Oh, really?
Tim, as a matter of fact, recommended to me.
Oh, yeah. I did listen to that one a little bit. I generally stick to Bald Move and Jane Jack with Nick when Nick is sending, like, night.
When his internet's working.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in LA now, so he'll have good internet. But I listen to that. I listen to Stark Raven Mad. Which is Philly based, but is a good one. I just kind of randomly came upon it. I didn't know it was Philly based. But those are my like three that main ones that I go to.
Well, I might have to, because I've been inundating everyone with eggs and roosters and celery, I may have to start a Facebook farm page. Just
a farm page?
All there. Well, you wouldn't believe. I mean, I'm part of a farm page that has over 4,000 members. And most of them are in the U.S. They all own guns. But they all live in the Indiana type area.
Yeah. Well, on a farm, you kind of do need that for varmints and things like that. Yeah.
We have pellet guns because it's really all we can have here. We shot a shotgun off in the backfield once, and the SWAT team came.
Oh,
not
Jesus.
Shitting you. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not shitting you at all.
But in a farm setting, it is kind of more important for certain reasons. Like
yes, because you know you get. At critters and things.
Yeah.
You know,
you could have things killing your animals, your livestock, whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are, you know, I'm not a gun fan,
I mean, I've
but
got
there
a
are
considerable
reasons.
Pack of coyotes behind me.
Oh, yeah. Coyotes are everywhere.
A considerable group of people who think coyotes are dogs for some reason.
Oh, no, they're not.
And they're feeding them. And I mean, like, this pack is growing to like 30 animals, and they come down to my chicken house, you know. I had an argument with some woman on the SPCA website about it.
Oh, God. Yeah,
she
no.
She says, well, I have a problem with dogs. Because I said something, we have a problem with coyotes. She said, we have a problem with dogs. And I said, yeah, well, I have a problem with them coming down and trying to kill my chicken. I live on a farm. That's the reality.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's, But it's a whole different thing on a farm. And that is a whole nother discussion. Yeah. But yeah.
They're getting between me and my food supply.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason.
Yeah. My food supply is very short. I can see it from here.
Oh, man, I'm so stuffy. Well, it is 9 p.m. in the East Coast.
Yeah, we'll wrap up this.
We got a good long show this week, this month, whatever it is.
Well, you know, thanks so much, guys, for 4 years of hanging out.
It's always fun.
I really appreciate it. Yeah,
it's always fun.
It's been fun. This is also our last show. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, Rob, I did have a few nightmares about that. So.
I feel like in the summer we always it always takes a little longer to get them together, just because it's just summer. You know, stuff's
going on.
Travel, yeah. We're going back to Disney, of course, after Comic Con.
Uh-huh.
Shocker!
You guys are gonna have so much fun. That's awesome.
Summertime.
Lucky you. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, Comic-Con should be fun. I just like going to see everybody. I would recommend going back out again, because you'll experience it in a whole different way that you didn't before. Like a more relaxing, enjoyable way.
Yeah. And once you know the lay of the land a bit.
Yeah, you know the lay of the land. You're not there's not the crazy parties and stuff like we used to do. You know, everybody's older, has kids, stuff like that. You go out to dinner, you hang out, you do your thing.
Maybe I'll try to go next year.
Yeah, it's definitely worthwhile. I would recommend going again. I gotta say.
Maybe we should do some planning.
Well, I gotta go next year. That's the year Mike and
everybody pals out.
Yeah, nobody goes. Well, let's seriously try to do some planning and look at the reality of being able to get all
I think we plan on going again next year. We enjoy doing it in the summer. We get away from the heat out here, and you know the West Coast is a little cooler, so.
It's so funny. We go to San Diego to get the heat.
Yeah. For us, it's we get away from, because it's so humid here. You know, it's like,
yeah.
It is what it is. All right. Well, that was the end of the music, guys.
Oh, so we gotta go.
Yep. Thanks for listening to the Chatterbox.
Hey, we have that name for a reason.
I'm gonna stop the broadcast.
Bye.
Man, my sinuses are jammed. Jesus.
What have you been doing down there while we've been